The news that John Jumper has left Google DeepMind for Anthropic is one of the more significant talent moves the AI industry has seen this year. Jumper is the co-creator of AlphaFold 2, the protein structure prediction system that won the 2024 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. That's not a hyperbolic credential. It's a Nobel Prize. Full stop. Protein structure prediction had been an unsolved problem in biology for 50 years, and AlphaFold essentially cracked it in a way that is now accelerating drug discovery across hundreds of research programs globally.
The question is what Jumper's move signals about the competitive landscape. Google DeepMind has been the preeminent name in scientific AI applications. The AlphaFold work, Alpha Geometry, the weather forecasting models. Losing a Nobel laureate to a competitor isn't just a PR setback. It potentially affects the research agenda and the ability to attract additional top talent. The best researchers tend to cluster around each other. When one leaves, it can shift the gravitational pull of a research program.
Meanwhile, Trump's characterization of Anthropic as very responsible is significant in the context of the broader AI regulatory environment. Anthropic has been publicly committed to what it calls responsible development. The company was founded by former OpenAI researchers who had concerns about how fast the field was moving. Getting a positive signal from a president who has been broadly skeptical of technology regulation actually creates an interesting dynamic. It reduces the near-term risk of punitive regulatory action against Anthropic, while potentially creating pressure on competitors to seek similar political goodwill.
The ChatGPT graphic content story is a counterpoint to any narrative about the AI industry having its safety challenges under control. Researchers are reporting that OpenAI's fixes for generating graphic violence and sexual images from simple prompts remain incomplete, that minor variations in how a prompt is phrased can still produce disturbing content. That's a technical and reputational problem for OpenAI, and it surfaces precisely when the industry is trying to project maturity and readiness for broader deployment.
The neuroscience warning that AI chatbots aren't conscious despite sounding empathetic is worth dwelling on because it speaks to a profound confusion that's developing in public understanding of these systems. There's a published body of research showing that people form genuine emotional attachments to AI systems. They anthropomorphize, they attribute intentions, they feel hurt when interactions go wrong. Neuroscientists are specifically warning that the empathetic quality of language model outputs is a statistical pattern, not evidence of inner experience. That distinction matters enormously for mental health applications, for grief support products, for companion AI, entire categories of products being built on an assumption that may be fundamentally misaligned with what the technology actually is.
The AI homework study is the one that I think has the broadest practical implications for the most people. A 20% reduction in exam scores for students who used AI assistance with their homework is a striking finding. The proposed mechanism is that AI is essentially doing the cognitive work that the homework was designed to develop, meaning students complete the assignment but don't build the underlying skill. That's a learning intervention problem, not just a cheating problem. It suggests that even well-intentioned use of AI tools for studying may be actively counterproductive if the goal is knowledge retention and exam performance.
The Musk-Z AI clash over China's AI timeline is also worth noting. There's a genuine and unresolved debate in the AI community about how close China is to frontier AI capability. Musk has been publicly bearish on Chinese AI timelines relative to US labs, while others argue Chinese investments in compute infrastructure and the talent pipeline from Chinese universities represent a more serious competitive challenge than American industry typically acknowledges. That debate has real policy implications for export controls, research collaboration restrictions, and how the U.S. government allocates AI-related investments.
And Perplexity unveiling Brain, a self-improving memory system that builds a context graph from past tasks, is a concrete product development that points toward where AI agent technology is heading. The ability to learn from prior sessions and improve performance without retraining is a significant functional advance. If that system works as described, It moves AI agents from being powerful but amnesiac tools to something that accumulates institutional knowledge over time. The implications for enterprise deployment, where context and history matter enormously, are substantial.